This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson in downtown Galesburg, where candidate for governor Bob Diber is spending some time today. So we thought we'd take a few minutes to talk to him as well. Welcome to Galesburg.
Thank you, Will. It's good to be here today. It's good to talk to residents and gain their perception about how they view Illinois and how they view the issues in this state, as I just was having a conversation down the street. So.
Yeah, what you were talking, you're going to visit with people at the Glory Days Barbershop here at Simmons and Cherry, and you were just talking to some folks in front of Duffy's down the way. What were they telling you?
Well, we were talking about some of the Trump policies and how I view things and the administration. This gentleman told me he was a Democrat his whole life. He just voted for Donald Trump, and I was wondering what my politics was, and most people know that I'm one of the Democratic candidates running for governor, and I was explaining to him that the benefits that he has in his retirement and that he's had, it was brought to him by organized labor, and that's why I've been a staunch supporter of unions my entire life, and I want people to make a good wage throughout the whole state of Illinois, and I think that's the way it takes place.
Does that come up a lot, issues that, or perhaps politicians that maybe aren't necessarily connected to Illinois politics, let's say? Does somebody like a Trump come up a lot when you talk to people?
Well, I think the more you get in rural parts of the state of Illinois, you find people who are avid Trump supporters because of promises that he made in his campaign. And I hope that the president lives up to those and they're not false promises, as some of them are appearing to be. And that's what I think needs to be explained to residents. I for one, you know, want to help Illinois move in the right direction, and that's why I'm running for governor.
False promises such as?
Well, you know, a major infrastructure bill for the state and for the nation, which we haven't seen happen. The idea that, he was going to make America great again, and we're struggling in this part of the state to have jobs. That coal was going to resurrect itself, which I don't believe we're going to see happen because of the nature of the energy policies. These are all, I think, ideologies that were brought about in the campaign that I don't think we're going to see.
Speaking of some of that, and I know your background in education, having been in schools for a long time, what are some of your thoughts on what we've been hearing the last couple of days, maybe either from the president or overall, following this tragedy that happened in Florida? Are there things that Illinois can do to either prevent that or do things better?
Well, let's just begin. I think the Gun Dealers Licensure Act needs to be voted on this spring and put into place to regulate, the sales of all firearms and to be able to take guns off the streets legally by law enforcement that don't belong there. Secondly, yes, AR-15s that are being used in these shootings, I think, are being proven to be dangerous weapons in society. And for the safety of residents and what I hear individuals on the streets that I've talked to throughout this part of the state today have asked me about that, and that's their wish. And as governor, I will grant it. I will begin that process.
You were, in Springfield in a debate last night, but then you've made your way kind of west, I guess, slowly but surely up to Galesburg today. Where have you been going and what have you been hearing?
Well, we've been in Jacksonville today. We had stopped there at Illinois College, and we're on our way to Knox College for another college campus visit. And we stopped at several communities along the way. And I hear this from residents. Most people are disenchanted with the way state government's being operated. They think it's ridiculous that Illinois's got all these unpaid bills. They're looking for someone that's going to be responsible and do the right thing and pay the bills and balance a budget and help Illinois move in the right direction. And that's what I've committed to do. You know, another thing that residents are really concerned about is the loss of social services in the state and the business climate in this part of the state. And there's got to be something done about this. And what I plan to do as governor is put forth business initiatives to help small business people develop entrepreneurships and open business and sustain them.
In terms of budget cuts, if you were elected, what would you propose?
Well, I've said this first and foremost. I said duplicated administrative services, I think, are one of the places that we often waste. And I've said my lieutenant governor, governor will oversee a major state agency and will actually earn his wage. It's often looked at that lieutenant governor is a wasted position. I've also said that I would do a critical review of the central management services system as to where a lot of money flows through the state of Illinois to see if we can't increase efficiencies in state management.
We saw one of your fellow candidates, Daniel Biss, speak at Knox College earlier this week. I think the Democratic organization there kind of endorsed him. What would be your message to them? And talk a little bit about the idea of going to college campuses to speak to college students versus perhaps some of what you're also doing, and that's just going door-to-door, if you will, talking to other people.
Well, I know that Senator Biss is campaigning making big promises to college students that he wants to make college free for all. Now, we just previously talked about there were $9 billion in debt. So, don't get your hopes up too high too fast that he's going to deliver on this because it's going to be a hard deliver. What I do when I go to college campuses is I talk to college students about their future, remaining in the state of Illinois, raising their families here, being a homeowner, and being a taxpayer, and how they can help the state of Illinois, and that I'm appreciative that they didn't leave the state as many other students did, like 16,000 this past year, and I encourage them to pursue their college education here, and I tell them that if I'm governor, what I'll do to support them.
And the idea of staying here for college and maybe even staying here after college, we hear a lot of people here in Galesburg, perhaps maybe unjustifiably so, threaten to leave because of regulations, taxes, all of that stuff. What would you tell them to try and stay?
Well, I would tell them this, that, we need to develop an Illinois that is friendly to them, and I'm open for their suggestions and what they would like to see, and that's an all-inclusive government. It is not one that's just governed by direct policies from an administration, but it's one that's gaining perception of residents in different parts of the state. And I think that's very important because, these young people that are going to be future, let's say, residents here and business owners need to shape their community. I also would encourage them to become part of local government, serve on their county boards, serve on their city councils, and help shape those policies in addition to the state. Here's something that's very important. Local government is closest to the people, okay? It's in local government where I have served that we take state legislation and we put it into law by which dictates what goes on in our communities. So I look at local government as being that entity that really shapes your community. So if they want to change the direction of their area, they need to get involved as well.
One last question before I'm out of time. Senator Biss, when he was in town this week, described himself as one of the top three candidates for governor. And I think he was referring to Pritzker and Kennedy being the other top three. Does that concern you at all?
Well, everybody can have a perception as to where they're at, but you will find out on March 20th. And, Senator Biss has been a good fortune of some of the benefits from his position and where he's from and the amount of money that he has raised. I don't think that he represents this part of the state of Illinois. He's from the most affluent part of the state. I don't think he's ever lived a life of a downstate resident as I have. And, those three people are all of wealth. Let's just face it. But the question that I would have for Senator Biss is how much tax did you pay last year? And that's a loaded question for him because he hasn't paid any taxes the last 2 or 5 years.
All right, Bob Diber, candidate for governor. Thanks so much for your time. And as we tend to say, when regardless of who it is that's in town, thanks for coming to Galesburg to campaign. It's been a nice, refreshing change of pace this cycle to actually see candidates here.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, Will.
Galesburg's Evening News continues next on WGIL.